Performing Roxanne before a worldwide television audience at the Grammys on February 11th, the Police ended years of speculation that the band would ever reunite. The day after, members of the Police, singer and bassist Sting, guitarist Andy Summers, and drummer Stuart Copeland announced plans to embark on a world tour beginning in May. Sting, who has enjoyed the most success as a soloist, said the shows would consist of three guys on stage. He said they will look simple but spectacular. The announcement was made during a break in rehearsals at the famed Whiskey A Go-Go nightclub in Los Angeles. The tour is being touted as a celebration of the group's 30th anniversary. Formed in Britain in 1977, the Police rose from punk rock obscurity to winning multiple Grammy Awards and selling out stadiums around the world. Together only 7 years, the Police parted ways following their Synchronicity tour of 1984. Since their breakup, the Police have surprised fans with an occasional concert. They performed three shows on the Amnesty International Tour in 1986, at Sting's wedding in 1992, and at their induction ceremony into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2003. Tickets to the Police reunion tour are selling out fast. To meet the demand, promoters are busy adding dates to include Mexico, South America, Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. The North American leg of the tour opens in Canada on May 28th. The Police are slated to perform at one of the Live Earth concerts on July 7th. Part of the proceeds from ticket sales will go to WaterAid, an organization dedicated to bringing safe drinking water to impoverished regions around the world. I'm Doug Levine.